Did you know that over 90% enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-0840. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840.
The Defense Department reporting a big jump in the number of sexual assaults.
Military sexual assaults reported by its female members rose by 44% between 2016 and 2018, according to a new report released by the Pentagon Thursday. Nearly one in four of all women experienced an unhealthy climate because of sexual harassment. Overall, the survey found more than 20,000 service members experiencing some type of unwanted sexual contact, with only a third of those filing a formal sexual assault report. The Pentagon said in a statement it was disturbed over the findings after years of implementing steps to stop sexual assault in the ranks. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
That report also finding more than 85% of the victims knew their attacker and that alcohol was involved in 62% of assaults. A court hearing in Chicago on whether a new investigation should be launched after charges were dropped against Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who had been accused of a hate crime hoax. A former appellate justice, Sheila O'Brien, submitted a petition raising questions about the actions of prosecutor Kim Fox.
O'Brien writes in part in her petition that the people deserve the truth and that state law requires that when Kim Fox recused herself, a special prosecutor was to be appointed. The case should not have stayed in Kim Fox's office. Of course, Fox later admitted her recusal was in the, quote, colloquial sense, not the standard legal recusal, which O'Brien also writes makes Fox appear less than truthful. Kim Fox has responded to the petition, writing in part that the motion for a special prosecutor should be thrown out because there is no real conflict of interest.
Fox's Matt Finn at the Cook County Courthouse, where a potential conflict of interest has been raised now with the chief judge's son. He's got a son who works for Fox. Now there are calls for a judge in a different county to hear that petition for a special prosecutor. On Wall Street, a sell-off not quite as bad as it had been, though. The Dow's down 143. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
...is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
The
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We are into week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. Hard to believe it, but we're just about a month away from adjournment. Sine die, yeah. That means it's all over, boys and girls. Somebody who's been working real hard, she has a bill that she's very proud of that I assume is still alive. Let's find out. Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman, District 22. Melissa, I know we had planned to be on yesterday. You got caught up in a meeting, but you're with us today. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Tell me about the pharma bill, because I know this is something you have been sweating bullets on since the beginning of the legislature. Can you talk a little bit about where that bill is?
Yes, I would love to. So the status of it today is that I was very pleased it passed through the assembly unanimously and so made the deadline and moved forward. And now, we had the hearing on it in Senate Commerce and Labor yesterday. So now we're just waiting for it to be moved on to work session and then moved to the floor. And my fingers are crossed that it will be signed and then be signed into law by the governor. So that's that.
Explain what the bill does and why you have worked so hard on this. What is it you're trying to accomplish? What is it the bill accomplishes?
So this actually came about from when I was campaigning and knocking on doors and talking to constituents, basically some senior communities that are in my district. As we know, sometimes they take a lot of medications. They live on fixed incomes. And so I wanted to do something that could help them save money on prescriptions as well as all Nevadans. I think we could agree that we all pay far too much for our medications. So basically, AB 141 would extend the gag order, and it would allow pharmacies, all pharmacies, regardless of if they're owned by a PBM or not, to tell consumers when they come in availability of generic drugs, or it would allow them to pay the usual and customary price, which is basically the price that pharmacies charge to the general public for a drug. So, in a nutshell, it would allow consumers to get their prescriptions for the lowest possible price.
So in other words, I go to my local pharmacist and I say, is this the cheapest I can get it for? What happens now? What would happen after your bill is passed?
Right. So it would apply to all pharmacies and pharmacists, and your explanation is correct. They could go in with their prescription, and the pharmacist would be able to tell them the least expensive price for the drug, so whether it's, lower than their copay or just the different alternatives of prescriptions that they could get for the lowest price.
Were you surprised that it passed out of the assembly? That it essentially passed unanimously? I mean, not one member of the assembly voted against it?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty excited, but, I'll have to say that was only possible because we worked really hard. We worked with stakeholders. I worked with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to get it through committee and, get it to a point where there was unanimous agreement. So I was really happy when that board lit up all green. That was a great moment.
That is one that you savor, and you sit back and you say, "Hey, I really accomplished something." Now you got to get the state senate to do something with it. What is the timetable? Are there any deadlines facing this bill? Now that you've passed the assembly, you've been in a hearing. You've had a hearing on the Senate side, and now
right.
It's a matter of a work session, and let's get a committee vote, and then send it to the floor. What's the timetable in your head?
Yes, so I'm hoping that the second house passage deadline is coming up within 2 or 3 weeks here, and so that's pretty much got to get through the work session by the end of next week so that it can go to the floor. So, once again, just trying to work now on the Senate side and work with everyone over there so that we can get this passed.
Are you getting any help from Republicans, James Settlemyer or others on the Senate side? Are they helping you? Are they trying to shepherd this thing through?
Oh, yes, definitely. I definitely have Republican support and from all of the senators there, especially Senator Hardy. He's been very helpful, and, you know, especially with this bill, since he is a physician. And so I'm very grateful for their advice and helping me work it on the Senate side. So it's going well so far, so I'm excited.
Let me ask you, something happened yesterday that happens every other year. A group called the Economic Forum gets together, and mm-hmm. they essentially predict how much money you guys will have to spend in the legislature, how much revenue. And, of course, you have to balance the books. You have to balance, the accounts. And I guess my question is, what we are finding is that from December till now, till yesterday, they have found an extra $42.8 million. First of all, what do you know? And I know you're relatively new to this thing, the State Economic Forum. First of all, what is it, and why is what they say so darn important?
Well, as you said, being a freshman, this is another aspect that I've been learning about. And basically, it's five individuals that, you know, study the economics of state in Nevada, and they give predictions of where they think it's going and what's going to happen over the next 2 years, and then if there's going to be, you know, extra money or we're going to be short. And so you're correct, it did come out yesterday with the amount that you mentioned. And so basically what that means is it's kind of serves as a guide for the legislature as we, you know, close out budgets and close out the session of what money is going to be available to spend, if there's going to be a substantial extra amount of money or not. So that's, you know, it's very important because they base a lot of decisions of what we do up here on that, their predictions.
I find it interesting that depending on who you talk to, this is either great news or scary news. Jim Wheeler, Republican leader, says Governor Sisolak's promise of no new taxes is going to be put to the test based on today's report. In its simplest terms, the governor and the Democrats are trying to spend more money than is available. How will Democrats keep their promise to teachers and unions while still balancing the state budget? That's Jim Wheeler. He is your leader. Do you share his, shall we say, skepticism?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, as he said, Governor Sisolak and the Democrats put out their plans, and there was a substantial amount of money in there. And like Mr. Wheeler said, it's short. All of that money is not there. And even though, you know, the Economic Forum predicted some more money, additional money, it's far short of what is needed to get through all of the programs and the things that the Democrats wanted. So there is going to have to be some dealing and figuring out what's the major priorities to fund and where they're going to have to cut. So it's going to be interesting because there is not enough money to support everything that they wanted.
Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman, District 22. For those that don't know, a lot of people don't know who their assembly person is. Where is 22? Give me a broad idea of where Assembly District 22 is.
Sure. So basically my district is around the Green Valley Ranch Hotel area. So it's south of the 215. It goes up into Anthem. So I have a little bit of Anthem, not all of it, and a little bit of the Sun City Anthem. Then it goes on the west side over to Seven Hills. And on the east side, it goes around the 95 up to about Mission Hills, Paradise Hills. So it's south of the 215 and then those two borders on the east and west.
I've been trying to keep track of how many bills have actually been passed and signed by the governor, and I lost track at, I think, around maybe four or five, one of those bills being the one that that actually pays for the legislative session. So that's kind of a no-brainer. Are you surprised there hasn't been more stuff going to the governor's desk for signing?
Yeah, I would. You're right. I think we've signed, or maybe five bills, definitely less than 10 have been signed, and we're sitting here at approximately 30 days away from signee die. And, you know, as a freshman, I don't really have anything to compare that to because I haven't been here in the other sessions. But, you know, in speaking with other legislators that have been here, as well as my father that served in this body for many years, it is unusual. I think last session, if I'm correct, there are about 100 bills that had been signed at this point. So I think it is unusual. And, you know, hopefully, I don't know if there's going to be a big rush of hundreds of bills at the end, but seems a little, we're moving slowly.
I want to ask you, Melissa, about the governor. I know Brian Sandoval, when he was governor, he would give every member of the legislature, whether it's Republican or Democrats, would give an hour to each of them. You'd come by the governor's office, you'd sit down, you'd have a cup of coffee, you'd get to talk about the issues that matter to you. I'm curious what's, you know, we have a new governor that means, and by the way, a new leadership party. And I'm just curious, do you see the governor, you know, walking the halls of the legislature, jawboning with members of the legislature? Does he have much of a presence there among legislators, especially on your side of the aisle?
Well, I will say at the beginning of session, he made appointments and came around to each of our offices and met with us here in the building. Other than that, I've seen him occasionally. We saw him the other day when he did sign one bill. Other than that, I haven't seen him that often. So, and other than, like, you know, the 5 minutes spent here in the office at the beginning of session, that's all the interaction that I've had with him. So I would say, and I would probably venture to say that most of my Republican colleagues would say the same thing. So, yeah, he hasn't been over in the building very often.
Does that scare you? I mean, just your knowledge of politics and working with others in the so-called political sandbox. Does it worry you that you're not seeing more of a presence of the governor?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's concerning if, you know, we're all here and trying to work together and for Nevadans, that I would think he would be more involved. You know, I can't speak to what he's doing. But yeah, I would have hoped that he would have been over here, had a stronger presence. Definitely, yes.
Well, we will find out what happens. So we should know in a couple of weeks about your pharma bill, which I think is I think it's great, and I'm so glad it passed unanimously. Maybe you'll have the same kind of luck coming up in the state senate. Will you keep us posted on this bill? And again, what's the number of the bill if people want to track this?
It's Assembly Bill 141. So that's really easy. You can look it up online and read about it and actually see, you know, how it was voted on and everything. But, oh, I would definitely love to come back on the show and share what happens with it. And, you know, I appreciate your interest and your support. I too think it's a great bill. And, you know, again, it's going to help all Nevadans. It's not just one segment of the population, but it's going to help everybody, you, me, everyone. So I'm really excited about it and, you know, looking forward to getting voted on and getting signed. So I would love to come back and talk some more about it and share the good news.
Hey, Melissa, if folks want to reach out to you, I know whether you are their assembly member, the fact is your vote is important to people all across the state. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want more information on AB 141, tell me how they can reach out to you.
Sure. Well, while session is still going on, they can call my office here at the legislative building. They can also email me, or my phone number, if they want to call and leave a message, is 702-329-7936.
Very good, very good. Hey, I tell you what, we will be on pins and needles until we get the thumbs up on AB 141. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go.
I enjoy being on your show.
Oh, and I enjoy having you. Melissa Hardy, fighting the good fight in Carson City, one of our Republican freshman members. Always good to talk to her. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
It's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. you know what we like to do on this program is give a platform to everyday people, not you know, pundits or folks like that, but real, honest-to-God people. We call it Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. It's finally that point in the legislative session when things begin to move really quick. Suddenly a bill that seemed dead yesterday is going to be voted on tomorrow. A proposal that looked like it would sail through last week is suddenly killed with no warning. Yeah, things are moving fast at this point, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. That's why lobbyists, lawmakers, activist groups, even everyday Nevadans are turning to Nevada Policy's online legislative bill tracker to keep up to speed with everything that's happening in Carson City. On our tracker, we're closely following around 100 bills that will directly impact your taxes, your business, and your pocketbook. And we're updating it daily. Plus, every week, we highlight the most important things that happened and let folks know what issues they need to get involved in if they want to put pressure on their lawmakers. So go to NevadaPolicy.org today so that you can keep an eye on how exactly Nevada's legislature is trying to spend your hard-earned money. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
My favorite part of the show is coming up next. Yeah, I love this. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in, you tell us what you want to talk about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. The wall-to-wall free-for-all is next, live and local, now.
Fox Business Network, the major averages are lower in afternoon trading, and Americans were getting more done at work in the first quarter. The government says worker productivity increased 3.6%. That's the highest reading since 2010, and a hopeful sign that a long stretch of weak productivity gains may be coming to an end. And 3M says it's buying medical technology company Acelity and its subsidiaries for $6.7 billion, including debt, as the manufacturing and technology conglomerate continues to build its healthcare business. Acelity is the maker of advanced wound care products and technologies and had $1.5 billion in revenue last year. And CVS Health is shuttering 46 of its stores, saying the locations were underperforming, as the drugstore chain continues to shift more of its retail presence toward healthcare services. The cuts represent fewer than 1% of the about 9,600 CVS pharmacy stores nationwide. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen brought a bucket of chicken and a ceramic chicken to take the place of Attorney General William Barr at a House Judiciary Committee hearing this morning.
Chicken Barr should have shown up today and answered questions.
The Attorney General refusing to take questions from committee attorneys, not just its members. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meantime, says Barr lied to Congress last month. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy, though, says about Pelosi's claim.
I do not believe Attorney General Barr lied. I believe he's been very transparent in all of this.
Barr claimed last month that Special Counsel Robert Mueller had no complaints about the short summary Barr issued prior to the public release of Mueller's report. We now know Mueller did complain the summary was not representative of the report. Stephen Moore withdraws from consideration for the Federal Reserve Board. He didn't appear to have enough Republican support for Senate confirmation. This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th, Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I love it for lunch. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. You know what we do. This is our final half hour. And essentially, you control what it is we talk about. We talk about what it is that interests you. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what I'm interested in, the news of the day, topical, compelling, and hopefully entertaining. And that's kind of the three-legged stool that we use. It's got to be compelling, something that you care about. We don't like to talk about stuff you don't care about. Why would you be interested? It's got to be topical. It's got to be today's news. And it's got to be entertaining. Those three things, that's all we ask. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls, though. Our lines are jammed. Let's begin with Mike in Reno. Mike's listening on AM 1400. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Let me make just a few points here. First of all, I didn't listen to the hearing, so I'm at a disadvantage. But I think it's a mistake of Barr not to testify. He looks like he's running away. And he could bring probably any lawyers that he wants. I know they're stonewalling. But two, Mueller is the key to this, Mueller and Assange. Mueller has got to address the nation or the Congress and be interrogated so he could clear all these things up. Everything revolves around him and the investigation and the silly letter he sent to Barr. I don't know why he's not doing it. You know, he's a special investigator, not a counsel, whatever that means. He's got to step up. Somebody's got to call him.
Well, now, wait. Just so you know, now, are you talking about Comey should testify? I'm sorry, Mueller. Mueller is, and the date they have, at least tentatively, it's been approved by the Justice Department, is May 15th.
Okay.
May 15th.
Okay. And Assange is also key here, but they can't get him to America. Maybe England will expedite him, maybe not. Now, why not release the whole report with the grand jury testimony redacted? I know there are arguments on both sides. Why not just release it and shut Congress up? I know they're never going to stop, but isn't that a possible strategy?
But wait a minute. Right now, any member of Congress can go in and look at the unredacted version.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's just not for release. You go to what they call a SCIF, and it's like a secret room, and you can go and you can spend all day there reading the entire thing.
They still want it publicly released or released in addition to that to Congress. Is that what the Dems want?
Yeah, the Dems want it all out.
Okay, all right. And and everybody agrees on this, the Republicans have got to counterattack on this. And all the talk show hosts are saying this, and they say they're scared, and they should be, because the collusion, listening to talk radio, and I believe it, is with fraud and the dossier and with the British agent, whether or not he was fired from MI6 or retired, that they have to counterattack that, and they have to counterattack Feinstein and her Spygate with her Chinese boyfriend there, who is a Chinese national, but they won't. There are no hearings on that. You know, it's so... the whole thing is corrupt. You know, because I mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, because, McConnell is married to Elaine Chao, who's connected with a Chinese shipping company. How can they let Feinstein and this Spygate for 18 years go? Everybody, you know, this American government and their language, the waters are so turbid, it's so murky, there's so much secrecy, and we've got to crack this open now. I understand, you know, the crazy girls, the hysterical women are calling him liars, and they're after him, and I understand, you know, he doesn't want to put up with it. But this thing has got to end right now, whether it takes two years.
Mike, trust me. I don't know if you've heard much of Lindsey Graham, but Lindsey Graham is on the warpath, and Lindsey Graham is hell-bent on getting to the bottom of this, the Steele dossier. I'm not sure if any of this Chinese thing.
All right, one more thing. In addition to McConnell, you said you're going to play Laura Ingraham's tape every hour.
Yes.
You notice it. Beginning, she said there's no criminal collusion. That's lawyer talk. It doesn't mean there's no collusion. So do you just be sure she put that adjective in there. I don't care if there's collusion personally, but you notice she said criminal collusion. We don't even know if collusion is criminal. But she did say that, so it's not that great a thing.
Collusion, just for the record, collusion's not a crime. Conspiracy is the crime connected to collusion. This is what I wanted you to hear. Let's go to cut six, because this, to me, is important. This was Laura Ingraham last night on her show, The Ingraham Angle. And I want you to listen. She is literally daring the Democrats to go after a Trump impeachment. Here it is.
If the Democrats want to impeach this president on the basis of this Mueller report, I say, you know, you try it. You go for it, kids. You have the whole report. You got all 448 pages. None of the Democrats, by the way, have actually gone to view the fully unredacted report. They can go. They can go to the special room of the Justice Department. If they're so set about, set on this idea of impeaching Trump, go look at the full report unredacted. You know, only two people have gone to see it, both Republicans. These people are complete and utter frauds. If you think you have the evidence to impeach, roll the dice. Let's see what you got, guys. Let's see what you have. See where it ends up. But in the midst of his congressional harassment today, Barr explained how the special counsel process actually works.
His work concluded when he sent his report to the Attorney General. At that point, it was my baby, and I was making a decision as to whether or not to make it public. and I effectively overrode the regulations, used discretion to lean as far forward as I could to make that public, and was my decision how and when to make it public, not Bob Mueller's. And the job of the Justice Department is now over. That determines whether or not there's a crime. The report is now in the hands of the American people. Everyone can decide for themselves. There's an election in 18 months. That's a very democratic process. But we're out of it. And we have to stop using the criminal justice process as a political weapon.
Bingo. That was the key moment from today. And by the way, particularly when there was no criminal wrongdoing discovered by Mueller. Zero. He couldn't do the interview with the president. He didn't want to go to court to try to get the sit down with the president because he knew he'd lose. So let's break this down for some of the armchair legal analysts out there. There is no disagreement about the central facts of Mueller's investigation. Fact one, there was no criminal conspiracy with Russia. Some people call that collusion. None. Fact two, while the Mueller report did find possible instances of obstructive behavior, it did not come to a conclusion to recommend prosecution. It's a binary choice, either or. The rest, just window dressing. The inconsequential rantings of fanatics who didn't get what they wanted, and they're bitter and they're clinging to the old narrative that went nowhere. The criminal prosecution of the president of the United States wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen.
I love that. That, to me, is quintessential truth. You don't have to fact check it. It's true. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Steven. Let's go to Steve. Steve is downtown Las Vegas. Steve, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sure that Jeff Sessions was a very nice man, but he was way over his head as Attorney General. Now we have an Attorney General. He was grilled yesterday. He kept his composure. He wasn't intimidated. And he said he's going to look into the spying. He's going to look into the Hillary emails and all that. This is what an Attorney General is supposed to do. Now, the Democrats and the mainstream media, they're trying to discredit him. Oh, he's a liar. He's Trump's puppet and all this. Because you know what, Kevin? They're scared. They know that everything's going to start tumbling down on them. They know that there's going to be people that are going to be brought up on criminal charges. This is why they're all over Barr. But he is strong. He's doing the right thing. Do you agree with that, Kevin? Because I respect your opinion.
No, absolutely. I've been so impressed with William Barr. I didn't know much about him. Didn't really remember him from back in the day. But I got to tell you, the guy's been very, very impressive. Now the question, and by the way, I think he could have handled 30 minutes with the staff lawyers. I think he would have chewed them up and spit them out. I really believe that. I want to go to one other Laura Ingraham cut, and this is cut seven. This is kind of the bottom line. This is cut seven, Laura Ingraham, last night, the Ingraham angle.
So I want you to understand the most crucial part of Barr's Senate testimony and what it tells us about where we're going over the next several months. And beyond all the fake outrage over Bob Mueller disagreeing with Barr's release of the summary without his summary and the slanderous attacks on the Attorney General today, this is the most important thing to know.
We first heard that the special counsel's decision not to decide the obstruction issue at the March 5th meeting when he came over to the department, and we were frankly surprised that they were not going to reach a decision on obstruction. And we asked them a lot about the reasoning behind this and the basis for this. Special Counsel Mueller stated three times to us in that meeting, in response to our questioning, that he emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction.
Okay, this is stunning. What all of this means is that despite all the chatter and gossip, hair pulling today, despite the continuing leaks, Mueller was unable to find obstruction. And further, the Justice Department, their longstanding opinion from the OLC that a sitting president cannot be indicted had no bearing on Mueller's findings. Notice that the legal geniuses over at MSNBC did not interrupt their live coverage of the hearing to highlight what I just shared with you, because they were too busy doing fantastical real-time fact checks, which I'm going to show you in just a moment. But this was my favorite description of the day.
The special counsel investigation started by his hand-picked deputy attorney general.
We will continue to hear from the president's hand-picked attorney general.
Trump's hand-picked attorney general, William Barr.
This behavior by his hand-picked attorney general, this Roy Cohn-type guy who's working for him, not the country.
No, wait a second. Was the attorney general in the Trump administration supposed to be picked by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? What would they prefer, a randomly selected AG? Just pull someone off the street? Or maybe we can just go to a lottery system instead. Every attorney general is selected by the sitting president. He serves at the pleasure of the president. Every single one of them. So these people, these other media outlets, they don't even know just basic government functioning, I guess, or they're just spinning foolishness. And the media were not alone in their slanderous attacks on Barr, of course. Having determined that there was no Trump-Russia collusion, Democrats have now moved on to a Trump-Barr collusion narrative.
Well, I love that. That to me was, that was exactly right, what Laura just said. And this whole nonsense of hand-picked. I mean, the Secretary of Defense is hand-picked. You know? Supreme Court justices are hand-picked. It's just ridiculous. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Stick around. More to do. In fact, I've got one line open. You can seize it right now. We'll make sure you get on. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Let's go to Steven in Las Vegas. Steven, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I'd certainly like to thank 790 for the show from 3 to 6 in the morning, Alex Jones show. I learn a lot of stuff. It's nice to learn some of the stuff that most people won't hear for at least maybe 6 months or a year or ever hear. It's I've been listening to the guy for over 15 years, and I've never caught him lying. I have a quote, and I have a suggestion. I've probably read 6 or 7 books on the monetary system and the problems that we face with that and what we have to do to help Trump bring us into the 21st century, if there is a 21st century for this country. G. Edward Griffin is his name. It's Creature from Jekyll Island. I believe he's from California. I believe he'd probably come over. He'd be an excellent visual guest. If you could bring in a film crew, do the interview, and put it up on your website, I promise you, I would. Everyone I talk to for years to come, I would refer to your website to listen to him talk and explain the monetary system to us.
Can I tell you, though, honest to God, when you talk to the people about the monetary system, you talk to them about the Fed, their eyes glaze over. No, they do. They do. I've got about a minute, but I'm going to try and squeeze Robert in. Robert, in Palm Springs, in the Coachella Valley. Robert, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hello. I'm disappointed that the $5 billion that was supposed to go for the wall, now President Trump proposes that to be used and spent on the illegals, sick ones that are busted in the country, and $2.1 trillion in a pork barrel deal with the Democrats. He's gone over to the other side. I mean, I'm shocked. And what are we going to do? We've got to get a real Republican, and we've got to shut the wall down right now to stop more of the sick kids coming in, because the country's going down with measles and mumps and it's got to be shut down to stop them from coming in and take care of the ones that are in here. Otherwise, if it keeps going, we go beyond the tipping point and our nation is gone.
Hey, Robert, and I'm in shock that Donald Trump. Robert, do you mean that we need to shut down the wall or shut down the flow? Do you mean like seal our borders? Is that what
yes,
you're talking about?
Seal the border. Emergency, seal it down now to save the country.
Can I tell you, I agree with you. And I've been calling for this for more than a year. That we need to do what businesses do on Saturday morning when you see a sign in a lit up store, but the doors are locked and it says closed for inventory. That's what we need right now. That's what we need right now. By the way, you know what it's time for now? Oh, I get so excited. It's our Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Nevada Voices, a platform for regular people that you've probably never heard of. That's going to do it. Tomorrow we'll wrap up week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We'll find out if any more bills are actually going to be signed by the governor. He signed about five of them right now. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24. Win? You wanna have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
An accused can't.